plate a potential nugget.
I think moving on, Harsh, you speak in the book, you speak about your belief in Professor Ramcharan's maxim of remove escape buttons.
Yes.
And you say that in the context of your investments in Midas, your distribution application software.
Yes.
But I was curious about what that term meant.
So, the term removing escape buttons is actually giving prioritization to very high organizational impact initiatives, and ensure that the person who is handling that particular initiative doesn't have anything, their life depends on the success of that initiative. And I can give you multiple examples where we have removed escape buttons and that has paved the way for that initiative to succeed. For example, in the earlier stages when we wanted to expand internationally, we would ask the local domestic marketing and sales team to look at some of the international markets. And invariably, that would just not get the right attention because the Indian market was large.
Correct.
So, it would their future was not dependent on those creating those two new markets, you know. And so, there were enough escape buttons saying that, okay, I have the local market to do. It would always get the, some sort of stepmotherly attention. So, we said that if we have to grow international, let's appoint a senior person, a very capable person, only to look at expanding in international markets. And that really paved the way for us to start an international business, which today forms almost 23% of our turnover, which contributes to more than 2,000 crores in top line. But because that person's life depended on creating international markets, that person took initiatives, organic growth as well as inorganic growth in terms of identifying opportunities for acquisition.
Got it.
He had all the time. So, we went to different markets like Egypt, South Africa, Vietnam, were able to identify some acquisition opportunity, went into Bangladesh, created the whole market. And all that would not have happened if it was managed by somebody else who was handling that business. And the same thing would be relevant for an ERP package launch. You know, normally when you launch ERP in an organization, it's a big initiative for the organization. And the tendency is to give it to your functional teams to handle ERP. What we did was that we chose very highly capable individuals cross-functionally, put them at a different location, and their life depended on ERP success.
Okay.
So, 9-month project, nothing but ERP at a different location. And we implemented ERP in such a smooth manner, we got some awards from SAP also.
Interesting.
But the key thing is to remove escape buttons. And also, these organizational initiatives had to be backed by very good quality talent, you know.
Understood.
And the same thing I'm talking about Midas, or even, I can give you multiple examples of removing escape buttons for key organizational initiatives, which have done well because we removed escape buttons then. And man those teams with very high quality talent.
It's interesting that Harsh speaks about appointing key resources to really move an initiative forward. I had an opportunity to speak with Bill Carr, co-author of Working Backwards, Inside Stories and Secrets from Inside Amazon. He also spoke about some of the elements of Jeff Bezos' leadership. And one of the elements he speaks about is how Jeff used to think about what decisions versus who decisions when it came to some strategic initiatives. He speaks about this in the context of how Amazon went after the opportunity in digital media after starting out in books.
Yeah, so to set some context, the date, it's the beginning, it's January of 2004. And in 2003, you know, as I mentioned earlier, Amazon exited the fiscal year having $5.7 billion of revenue, of which 77% were media products, but 100% of those media products were physical, books, CDs, DVDs. However, in the marketplace, it's very clear that media is going from physical to digital. There are now more than 1 million iPods out there. There are countless millions or tens of millions of people using Napster to share songs. Photography has already gone from being from, you know, physical film photo processing to digital. So it's very clear that it's just a matter of time before, you know, people are going to be reading their books digitally, watching, listening to music digitally, and that these physical businesses will go away. So what would most companies, you know, when presented with all this situation, and we're presented with that the current product leader in the digital media space, the hot item is the iPod and iTunes, 9 out of 10 CEOs would probably call an emergency, you know, meeting of their leaders and say, we've got to come up with our own iPod and iTunes. We got to fight back, and would scramble some team to go focus on that and focus on getting some clone or copy of iTunes and iPod out as fast as possible. And this is a bit of an overgeneralization, but I think those of us that have been around would know that that is often the way that a CEO would think about it. So that's not what Jeff did. Instead, Jeff said, the first thing I'm going to do is going to take the head of our largest business, the media business, Steve Kessel, and then his lieutenant, Bill Carr, and I'm going to ask them to stop working on that largest business and start focusing exclusively on digital media. That is also unconventional. What probably would have typically happened is he would have asked Steve and I to sort of start working on digital media as part of the physical media business. Because, by the way, it feels like a demotion to people running the business, biggest business in the company, to now work on something that has no revenue and might not work at all. But if we had done that, it would have been a part-time thing, and the existing business would have always taken the majority of our time and bandwidth. So instead, by spinning us off, now we had no choice but to focus on digital media fully.
If this topic is of interest, do visit my conversation with Bill Carr, co-author of Working Backwards.